The Welsh seaside town of Fairbourne is a beautiful but low-lying town on the end of an estuary in Wales. And slowly but surely, the water is rising. The slow advance of the ocean has led Welsh political leaders to recommend the town be decommissioned, beginning in 2045, and for the town to disappear by 2055. Local residents, not surprisingly, aren't pleased with the idea.
And through what's been going on now with Gwynedd Council, saying that they're going to destroy our village in 2045 or 2055. Well, why? Well, come and show us your figures that you're using to say the sea level is going to rise that quick in that amount of time.
But scientists are worried that one way or another, the ocean will take back Fairbourne.
The natural evolution of the coastline is very, very slow. But if we're trying to hold the line against something that's trying to fight against that, essentially, when you do get a little weakness or you perhaps get a really significant storm event, it causes changes very, very quickly and perhaps very, very catastrophically.
Real estate values have plummeted and local residents say they're not sure what to do in the meantime.
We feel uncomfortable being called the first climate refugee village. What we want is answers now. We want to know if the seawall breaches before 2045, we want to know what's going to happen to us.
Answers are hard to come by, but political leaders say something has to be done or someone's going to die when the water comes.
That's the point where it becomes both economically unviable and an increased risk to life to maintain the defences within Fairbourne. So that's why the report recommends decommissioning starts from about 2045.
Scientists say as climate change raises sea levels worldwide, more and more cities and towns near the ocean are going to have to deal with this problem. And while Fairbourne residents aren't pleased about becoming climate refugees, there are only a few thousand of the millions of people who are expected to be displaced by rising sea levels over the next 50 years. Kevin Enix, VOA News.